Breishis Masech Tachul and Daf Samech, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tes Amidbeis, three lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Amle Kesler Rishu Be'chananya, the Roman Emperor said to Rishu Be'chananya, Be'ina de Echzeh Lekecho, I want to see your Hashem. So the Mashra already asked the question that as we discussed at the end of our previous shir, he wanted to see, originally, the Aryeh de Be'eloi, which is just one of those servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we learned in the previous year that he was unsuccessful in being able to see him. And now he wants to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So because of this question, the Mashah says that of course he recognized that if he can't see the lion, he can't see Hashem. But rather, he says, the way to understand this dialogue is that he wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through an intellectual vision. And that was told to him that too, we don't have the intellect to be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Lev Aryeh has a different approach to this Gemara. And his approach to this Gemara is that actually this story of him wanting to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu came first, before the episode that we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur about seeing the lion. But the reason the Gemara first quoted the story of the lion, because we had discussed in the previous Gemara, before we began these discussions, we had discussed about the Aryeh de Be'eloi. So that's why the Gemara quoted the story, what happened between the emperor and regarding the Aryeh de Be'eloi. And then the Gemara goes back to what happened first, that he wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. The Yalkut Shemoni explains that what he really was asking in this Gemara, he was really asking is HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in every detail in this world? And to which he proved to, and the proof, and the, as we'll see in the Gemara, was that Rabbi Shubha Chananya was able to show him how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every detail and what's going on in this world. Amalei, so Rabbi Shubha Chananya tells the emperor, Leimotzus Chazalei, that's impossible. As the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani odom v'choy. Amalei, so the emperor says to him, Ibrach Hazinalei, I really want to see him. Ozol, Uk v'lechai jam v'tkufas Thomas. He took the king out facing the sun in the middle of the day in the summertime, where, of course, the sun is out with all of its strength. Amalei, Astakalbei, and he tells him, look up at the sun. And, of course, the Kaiser tells him, Lemetsina, Lestakulabei, it's impossible for me to do so. So he says, if you can't look at the sun, Shechina, the Shechina itself, like Koshkein, if you can't see just the Shechina, which is the sun, which is just one of those servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you certainly can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So continues the Gemara, Amalei Kesler Rav Shuvah B'Chananya, the Kesler says Rav Shuvah B'Chananya, Bein in the Itzvus Lei Naam Alel Kaichu, I want to serve a meal to your God. So of course, what is Pshat in this? So the Mashah explains that the Kesler believed that there is a Hashem, but he thought that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just something gashmius. Just like we see that the entire world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in is gashmius. So therefore, he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents gashmius. And that's what he meant to ask for. The Taras Chaim explains that what the Kesa meant to do, that he said that we know and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger and greater than anything that we could even imagine. And he wanted to bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. The way we bring down something to this world, we say, well, prepare a meal. That sort of makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same as us. We eat and Chas V'Shalom Kav Yochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to eat. The Chassam Sofer explained that what the Kesar wanted to do is he wanted to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wanted to test what will happen if he brings a carbon. As we know, when a carbon was brought in the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, a fire came down. He wanted to know if he brings a carbon, will his carbon be consumed? But But of course that's impossible because it was not in the Beis HaMikdash. The carbon was being brought by just the Roman emperor. He wanted to prove that he could, that he wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show that he controls the world. And actually, based on that explanation of some cipher, the Gemara is most understandable. Because what happens in our Gemara is actually that there's wind and rain. So maybe he didn't get a carbon, maybe he didn't get fire, but he did get a reaction from the Kaiser. The Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara, that the Gemara should be understood that the Kaiser wanted to compare himself to Avram Avinu. And just like we find that the Malachim came to eat in the home of Avram Avinu, he served them, so to speak, a meal. He wanted to have the same opportunity. And that's what says the Gemara again. Amalei Kesar Rishu B'chananya Be'ina De'espesalisa Namal El-Kaichu. I want to prepare a meal for your God. Amalei, to which Rishu B'chananya said to him, Le'matzis. He said it's impossible. So he asks him, Amai. So he asks him, why is that? Are you going to suggest in the Fishech Elvasei that the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes with such a large entourage? Amalei Ibra. So he says, I don't care. Amalei Puktz, I can prepare for the whole entourage. Amalei Puktz Visal Gidder Visa. He says that go prepare a meal by the beach, by the bank of the sea. Dervicha Alma, which is a very big area, there should be room for everybody. So says the Gemara Tarash Shita Yarchi Kaitam, the emperor was preparing this meal for 6 months of the summer, and then also Zika, and then a wind came, and Kanshe Liyama took and turned over everything that was prepared. So says the Gemara Tarash Yarchi de Sifsa, then he was working for 6 of the winter months, and also Mitra, and the rain came, and Tava Biyama, and took the entire meal and flooded it. Amalei Maihai, he said to him, what's going on here? Amalei Hani, the wind and the rain are kenoise, like the people who are clearing out the house. They are the servants of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vezulchai, and they're the one, they sweep the house and they bring water to clean the house. Dotskamei. Amalei, so he said to him, Ihochi, if this is the case, then Mitzina, it's obvious that I can't be the one to prepare a meal for Hashem. Says the Gemara, Amalei Bas Kesar Rav Shubha Chananya, the daughter of the Kesar said to Rav Shubha Chananya, Elokechem Nagrahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be a carpenter. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, HaMakara B'mayim El Yosef. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes in the sky, he puts beams. And again, the Mashah explains that the discussion here was about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And what the conversation here was all about was, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in the world with Hashgacha Pratis? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just fixing the beams of the world, that clearly, he said, is an indication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis, how very involved he is in every detail of the world. Amalei, the Navel Echad Mr. Isa. So he asks that I ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make for me a weaver stick that they use when they sew, when they weave. Amma Lechai, so Rabbi Shubha Chanya says, fine. Boy Rach Me'olah. So he says, he davened for Inga, and she became a Metzaira. Aisa b'shuka deruma, and she was sitting in the marketplace of Rome, v'yavalei aster Aisa, and she got this weaver type of stick. Because what happened was, daven nehigi, what used to be the case, the chol de menage b'roimi, any person who unfortunately got this disease of Tsaras, Yavalei Mr. Isa, they would give him a weaver stick, V'yasa B'shukan, they would sit down in the open market, V'sasa D'loi, and they would sit there sewing, weaving, and people would walk by, and the purpose was, says the Gemara, people would see this person, Nebuchadnezzar, so afflicted, Kehecha the lezei inchi, that people should see what's going on, and daven for that sick person. Says the Gemara, Yarchad, have a chol of hasam. So one day, she's sitting there, unfortunately, sitting with that weaver stick, have a yosef asasa delulah b'shukad ramay, and she's sitting and weaving in the street. Shat amala, and he says to her, shapa masasa de yovel chalakai. So you see, you wanted the weaver stick. You wanted the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make something to you. So now you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it to you. And as he was saying, the fact that you got ill clearly came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she now recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so involved in this world. So, and the weaver stick, I saw the Mefarshim explain, how does the weaver stick represent this? Because somebody who weaves goes round and round. And the weaver stick is a representation, a demonstration, that everything that goes round and round in the world, and everything that goes round and round in the world, really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, and after she comes to this recognition, she says to him, Amle Emlach Lelka, please tell your God, Lishkol Madiyavle, take back what he gave me. In other words, take back this tzaras with which I am being afflicted. Amala, and he said to her, Alakadadon, our God, Mayv Yov. He gives Mishkul Shakal, he doesn't give back. So I saw that a pshat, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayv Yov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us. But Mishkul Shakal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't weigh us. What it means to say is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't weigh us. He doesn't constantly check if we're deserving of what, it doesn't constantly check if we're deserving of what we receive. But the posh pshat is that you got what you deserve. I saw that the Maram Shik explains the Gemara. He says, the Pasuk says, Parshas Pekudei, Elu Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Eidus. And the Pasuk uses the word Mishkan twice. And what is the reason the Torah says the word Mishkan twice? So he says, based on our Gemara that we just learned, that the Gemara says, Alakadudam Meiv Yav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, but Mishkal HaShakal, he doesn't take back. What that means to say, he explains, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Mishkan to the world, and he brought that level of Kedusha into the world. But we, unfortunately, because the way we acted, lost the Mishkan. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to her, what the Gemara says, Alakadudam, our God, Mev Yav, he gave us the Mishkan, and that Mishkan remains forever. It's up in Shemayim, but it's sitting and waiting just to come right back down. Because Al-Kadadon, our God, when he gives us something, Mev Yav, he gives it to us, Mishkan Le-Shakal, but he doesn't take it back. All we need to do is do what we have to do to bring down that Mishkan. And once we do what we have to do to bring down the Mishkan, that then the Mishkan will be here again. Am Rabbi Yehuda. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Shor. When we speak about Shor, Karkason, they have a very wide belly, or Parsason, and the hooves are very wide. Rav Reshoi, it has a very large head. Rav Gunvose, it has a very big tail. The Chalufa, and just the opposite, says the Gemara B'chamra, is when we describe a donkey. So ask the Gemara L'mayin Nafkamina, why do we have to say this halacha, how a ox looks and how a donkey looks? Explains the Gemara, the reason the Gemara had to say this is L'mekach HaMemkar, to know for business transaction. So there are many explanations in the Rishonim what this means. Darach explains that Rabbi Yehuda is giving us advice, that if you want to purchase a bull, make sure the bull has the various features that the Gemara just identified, because they are all a sign of strength and vitality in the bull. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that what he's trying to say here is that if somebody agrees to sell someone else a shor, the buyer is entitled to demand a bull with all of these characteristics. The Meiri says that if the buyer later realizes that the bull he received is lacking
one of these characteristics, he could claim that it was a mekach tas and demand a refund. The Maram Shuf says that the Gemara is referring when it says to when somebody said to someone else, I want you to sell me an animal that has kar sason or par sason. He said that it has a wide belly and it has wide legs. But he didn't expressly say that he wants a bull. Still, it is the obligation of the seller to give him a bull, because those are the characteristics that our Gemara just taught us are unique to a bull. So saying it this way means that you're asking for a bull. The Maram Shif says that what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that when you say a bull, when you say a shor, you have to provide a shor that has these characteristics. Now, when does a shor have these characteristics? A shor has these characteristics when it's fully grown. When it's still young, it doesn't yet have these characteristics. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that if you're identifying that you want a shor, you have to give the buyer a mature shor that already has these characteristics and not say, well, I could fulfill my obligation by just giving you a young shor who doesn't have these characteristics yet. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, shor sheker of Adam Rishon, the shor that Adam Rishon brought, it only had one horn in its forehead. Shenamar v'sitin l'Hashem mishor par mikaren mafris. The Gemara Masech that Avodah Zarah explains on the Ches Amun Aleph that the day that Adam Rishon was created, once the sun came down, he said, "Oily." He says, "Oh wow! B'shvil sharachti, because I did the avera." Oilam Choshev Adi, the world has become entirely dark. V'yachsa Oilam L'tayavo, and that the world will go back to nothing. And he thought that that was the Misa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he will suffer because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas. And he was crying and fasting all night long. And so was Chava doing together with him. When the sun came up in the morning, he saw that this is not a representation of anything other than that's the way the world is. The sun goes down and then the sun comes up. And in gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, he brought this carbon. Asked the Gemara, Makron, but the word Makron, Tarakti Mashmi, doesn't it mean two Karnayim? Amram Nachman, Makrin, Mikarenksiv. It only has one, the way to understand it is that it only had one Karen. So many Mefarshim say the following pshat. The halacha is that a carbon cannot be brought until the animal is 8 days old. And here, as we just finished describing, based on the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Adam Rishon brought this carbon when it was only 2 days old. So how could this carbon be a good carbon? Says the Gemara, it wasn't your regular carbon. It was a carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought. And since it was a carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought, that was created already whole, and it wasn't brought from a mother, that's why it didn't have those limitations. And that's pshat, what the Gemara continues to say, Barmiyud the Shor Sheker of Adam Rishon, the Shor that Adam Rishon brought, Karnois of Kaidon Prasusa, if the horns were there before the feet. Shenem of Asit Lashar Mishar Par, Makron Mafris, Makron Beresha, first the horns and Hada Mafris, which means that the head, that it was born already complete. Normally, an animal is born, you have its feet, but it didn't have yet, it has its feet, but it doesn't have its horn. Here, the head came out first with the horn, so it's not your regular animal. I saw a beautiful pshaf in the Sefer Lufa Yehuda. What was the lesson that was being given to Adam Rishon? The Karen represents the head, and the Persoisov represent the feet. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Adam Rishon, you did an Avera. Why and how does a person do an Avera? Because he acts before he thinks. What you should have done, he says, is think first. And you should have had your head, you should have your head come first, and then after your head come out, then you could think about you, what you do, then you act with your feet, then you go somewhere. If you reverse the order, then you end up, if you reverse the order, then as we've been learning, you will end up doing a terrible aveira. I saw another pshat that the Gemara in Masechta Erevin, Daf Yud Ches, teaches us that Adam Rishon chassid gadol haya. Adam Rishon was a big chassid, and kivin sheniknasam misa al yada, he saw that it was because of him death was brought to the world, also tshuva. But we know when somebody does tshuva, the Maram Shik explains, it can be done mahava or meira. So when we know on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar, and the purpose of blowing the shofar is that we should do tshuva, but that's tshuva miyira. So what the pasuk says is that Adam Rishon did tshuva, he did tshuva be ahava, and before even the shofar, before even the tshuva miyira came, he immediately already did tshuva miyahava, that he did only one tshuva. The Rashba has a different approach to this Gemara. He says that if we think about sin, any sin, including the sin of Adam Rishon, the way to understand sin is because we don't really have the proper emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody would really have the proper emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would never do a sin. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach him that lesson, that your sin emanates from your lack of emunah in one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he brought out an animal that only had one horn. That one horn is a representation that if you have only one, and we should have that absolute emunah in the Yichud Hashem. The Rashbam explains that the purpose of bringing this carbon, and we said it was a unique animal that could be brought even before 4 days, is that he should bring it as a carbon. And the purpose of bringing a carbon is that when somebody would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would bring a carbon, and that would be an opportunity for him to do tshuva, that would be an opportunity for him to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately created, says the Rashbat, such an animal that Adam Rishon should be able to do, bring a carbon, and the time that somebody brings a carbon to do tshuva. Another explanation that the Chasam Sofer suggests is the Karen is like we find in the Chumash, the Pasuk uses Karen or Panav, that Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone. What the Gemara means to say when that he had Karen, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Adam Rishon, you have the ability to shine. Even though you did a terrible Aveira, if you'll do tshuva, you'll have the opportunity to shine again. Says the Gemara, here we see that the shor, the Adam Rishon brought, was completely mature as it was born. Says the Gemara, Masailei, Rav Shuman Levi, this supports what Rav Shuman Levi taught us. Rav Shuman Levi, Kol Ma'aseh Bereishis, everything that was created, the Kaimasam Nivru, they were born completely mature, Bedatam Nivram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed them that that's what he's going to do. B'tzivyonim Nivru, they were created, very interesting, the Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, how do you want to look? How do you want to be? And this is what they said. Shnema v'chul ha'shmayim v'aretz v'chol tzvom, atik ritzvom el tzivyonim. All the creation of the world said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is exactly, the way you're creating us is exactly the way we want to be. And that's what I saw the Meshech Chachma says, that's what the Menucha, that on Shabbos, as the world was created, came Menucha. Menucha came after the satisfaction, Kaviyachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he felt a tremendous sense of satisfaction that the world came out exactly like everybody wanted the world to come out. I saw that the Lubavitcher Rebbe uses this Gemara to discuss a question that has always been at the side of Klai, something that we've been challenged with, that Klai Yisrael has been challenged with. The Rebbe says that there are all sorts of scientific proof that the world is much older than what we believe the world is old. And how do we deal with that scientific proof? So he says, our Gemara really answers that question. Because our Gemara says that everything that was created in this world was created already mature. So yes, the world was only created, as we know, not even 6,000 years ago. But the world that was created not even 6,000 years ago, when it was created, it wasn't created like something that looks like it was just born. As we're learning in our Gemara, everything that was created fully mature. Since it was created, since it was all created fully mature, that's why the world looks so old, even though it's only the age that we know the world really is. Dash Rav Chanina Bar Papa, the Pasuk says, Yichvar Hashem L'Olam, Yismach Hashem B'Masav. He says, Pasuk says, Sarah Olam Amrei. The Malach who's in charge of the world said it. And he says, B'Shosham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'Mineyu B'Ilonis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tachei Oretz Desha, Esev Mazriya Zera, Eitz Oitzupri L'Minoi. Says the Gemara, at that point, the grass said the following Kavachoyma. The grass made the following kavachoyma. He says, "Im ritzonish HaKadosh Baruch Hu berevavya, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be this mixture in the world, lama amal mayanei beilonis. So why did he tell the trees that they should each come out individually? Voy kavachoyma. He said, furthermore, I can make the following kavachoyma. Uma amelonis she'ein da'akan letzeis berevavya. When we think about trees, trees do not normally come out all mixed. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yet the Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, Lemineu, I want you to come out individually. Anu, so certainly we, Alach's kam v'kama, each blade of grass should come out individually. And says the Gemara, Miyad kol echa v'echa yotzu l'minoi, that's what immediately happened, that each piece of grass came out individually. And Pasach Sar Olam, the Malach, who's in charge of the world, when he saw this, said, Yichvar Hashem l'olam, Yismach Hashem B'masav. From here we see that the power of a Kal V'Chomer, that Reb Michal Feinstein has explained, that we see that the creation of a Kal V'Chomer is used all the time when we learn Torah. And from here we see the power of a Kal V'Chomer, that even in the creation of the world, was a Kal V'Chomer was used. So I saw that the Sefer Yitav Panim says that Klal Yisrael, as they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, we say this Pasuk every year by the Seder, Ve'ever laich, v'raich, mismasesach, b'demayich, and then we say, Revova k'tzemach ha'soda n'sadich, that we're compared to the tzemach ha'soda, we're compared to the blades of grass. And the question, of course, is, why does it have to say in the Haggadah, in the Torah, that Klal Yisrael is compared to the blades of grass? So he explains that just like our Gemara just taught us, that each blade of grass remains separate. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim, Revava ketzemech ha-sadach nesatich, how was Klal Yisrael zoicha? How was Klal Yisrael privileged to be able to leave Mitzrayim? Because we learned the lesson of the tzemech ha-sadach. We learned the lesson that the grass and our Gemara just taught us, that just like the grass, and our Gemara just taught us, that each blade of grass must remain separate. The fact that Klal Yisrael remained separate from the Mitzrayim, did not assimilate with the Mitzrayim all the years that we were in Mitzrayim, that is the way we survived. By Ravina, says the Gemara, Hirkushnei Deshoim Zal Gavzeh, if somebody combines two blades of grass, Rav Chanina Bar Papa, that according to Rav Chanina Bar Papa, that just said that they weren't told that that's what they must do, it's just what they did. Mahu, will that represent an Isser Klayim? So I saw that the Rishonim already asked that, of course, the Mishnah Masech the Klayim says that we're not allowed to mix different types of grass, and that's Issa Klayim. So what's the Gemara's question? So Tosfos answers that here we're talking about in Chutz Laretz, and the Isser of mixing Klayim in Chutz Laretz bin Daraisa is only by tree. And here we're speaking about grass, and that's why the Gemara is asking, what is the halacha? Another pshat I saw that the question was asked to Bnei Noach. The Bnei Noach may not mix trees, but they may mix grass. Mahu. And the question that was asked was, Kim Dalek Sibba Eliminehu, since the Torah does not, by the Deshoim, use the word Eliminehu, so there's no Issaklayim. Adama, as we just learned, they learned this Kavachimer. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we explained, was very satisfied with that Kal V'chomer. Kivin the Hiskim Ayadayu, since our Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to this Kal V'chomer, so that makes it be considered like there's a full-fledged, like it's really obligated min HaTorah. And that's why, Kamand Iksilim Min Ayadamu, that's the power of a Kal V'chomer, and the Gemara remains with a Teiku. Says the Gemara of Shimon Pazi Rami. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yasa elkim eshnei ma'ayus ha'gdoilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon gdoilim. On the other hand, it says, the Pasuk says, Asamara gadol, which is the sun, Asamara gadol l'mishmeres ha'yom was the sun, V'asamara katan l'mishmeres ha'layla. So, are they equal, or was one bigger or smaller? So says the Gemara, Amra, Yerech, Lefnei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shalom, Efshel Shnei Melachim, Shishtam Shebekesar Echad, is it possible for two kings to be there simultaneously? Amala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the moon, correct. And because of that, L'chi Matis Etzmech, you should go and make yourself smaller. There are many pshatim, and of course, in this Gemara, what's pshat in the Gemara? The many mefarshim I saw, the Kozel Gevorov in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi asks, how is it possible that it should be that the moon could be bigger than the sun, equal to the sun? Isn't the moon a reflection of the light of the sun? So he explains that was exactly what happened over here. What happened was that the moon and the sun were independent. And that independence, somebody who doesn't need to rely on somebody else, that's equal, even if they're not exactly in the same size. But what happened was the moon was dissatisfied. And what the Kadosh Baruch Hu did, when the Gemara says that he made the moon smaller, what the Gemara means to say when he made the moon smaller was that he said, you won't have your own light. Everything you'll have will only be a reflection of the sun. And somebody who doesn't have the ability to have its own, to be its own, but his own greatness is only based on being a reflection of somebody else, then you're not, that's not called greatness. The Reb Nosson Vachtfeigel, the Mashgiach in Lakewood, he says that the claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had against the moon is that you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be speaking in hachna, in modesty, not coming with cleanness. And that's, in fact, I saw that we say, Kezer Re'ei U'Kadesh. What does it mean, Kezer Re'ei U'Kadesh? Kazara A, look at the moon, and if you'll see how the moon did the wrong thing in the way it spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll learn that that's not the way that we're supposed to live, that the way we're supposed to behave is that we should speak with modesty and be humble and be satisfied with what we have, then Kadesh, you will be a holy person. But if you think that you could complain and issue complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is unacceptable. The Taras Chaim explains, what does it mean that L'chi U'matis Echtzech? So one shot that he suggests is that at the beginning that they gave off the same amount of light, and now the moon gives off less light. Another pshat is that we saw that the moon was now is only a reflection of the light of the sun. And another pshat is that the sun's light is steady, but the moon's light is constantly getting bigger and then smaller. And maybe that's also pshat, kzerei v'kadesh. A person should look at the moon and recognize that not all situations in life are equal, and then kadesh. The Gemara, we quoted this Gemara in our Masechta already, says in Masechta Shabbos, that pei chesam beis, hanalovim ve'ena nalovim. People who are embarrassed and they don't get impressed. Shaimim es chaposim ve'ena meshivim. Aleya oisim yehavim v'smechim yisurim. They're willing to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. Oisim yehavim v'smechim yisurim. Aleya makosim oimer v'ayavav k'tseis Hashem v'gvarosai. The sun demonstrated exactly that behavior. The moon came with a complaint. And what did the sun say? The sun didn't say anything. Somebody who has the ability to hear a complaint about him and doesn't say anything, those are the people, regarding them, the pasuk says that they are like the sun. Just like the sun heard this and didn't say anything, they heard this and didn't say anything. The Avodram explains that on Shabbos by davening, we say, Kor l'shemesh v'yezrach or, ra v'hiskin tzura halvana. We're saying that what we're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw on what the way the sun, the moon is complaining about the sun. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the moon, you have to become smaller. And because of that, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point made the sun, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the sun the way it is and set the moon the way it is. The Medrash, the Shem Shmuel, says that when Sarah got pregnant, she said, "Tzchoik osoli alakim." So he said that, so the Shem Shmuel explains that many asked the question, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was accepting the claim of the moon, why did he have to make the moon smaller? He could have made the sun bigger. So one pshat that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not do that is because originally the sun was bigger than the moon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that that brilliant sunlight cannot work in this world. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that that brilliant sunlight cannot work in this world, he could not make the sun bigger. And the only option that he had was to make the moon smaller. Says the Gemara, Amar Lefanav. So at that point, says the Gemara, the moon says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, however, Mati Lefanecha Dava Hagen, because I said to you, sent something proper, Emet Es Atzmi, so do I deserve to be punished, as we are learning now? And as the Maram Shik explains, the Gemara, yes, two kings cannot, Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kasa Achad, but for that, you don't have to make me smaller. You can make the other one bigger. Why do you have to make me smaller? So in order to appease the moon, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the moon will be in functioning by day and night. So he said, what is the greatness by you saying that I'll be able to function by day and night? Shrag b'teira ma'anilei. What does the moon help when there's sunlight outside? Amalei. So he says, so I saw that the Mefarshim explain what was this dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the moon. Very interesting pshat. Many suggest that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash teaches us, was in Shemayim to receive the Torah, and he didn't know when it's day, when it's night, he didn't know it. It's a different world. How was Moshe Rabbeinu able to know when it's day and when it's night? When he was learning Torah Shebiksav, that was day. And when he was learning Torah Shebalpeh, it was night. What happened here, and that's how we knew, and that's why, till this day, many have the minig that they don't learn Torah Shebiksav by night. Because Torah Shebiksav, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, was only taught at night. Tarish B'Kisav was only taught by day. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to appease the moon, tell the moon, you're out by day and by night. Torah Shebapeh may be studied both by day and by night. But you and the sun, which is day, only has Torah Shebaksav. But the moon did not understand that. And he said, that doesn't appease me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu again tries to appease him and says, Amala zil limnich b'chay Yisrael yom v'shanim. As we know, Klal Yisrael counts, the our calendar is a lunar calendar. And again, the Mefarshim, I saw the Sefer Taras Chaim explain what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the moon with this. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the moon that just like you get bigger and then you get smaller and then you get bigger again, you have different cycles. That is how Klal Yisrael lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different cycles, better times and not such great times. I'm like, so the moon says, Yoyimanami. That isn't appeasing me because the world really is based on the solar year. The Ksiv, as the Gemara of course says, we make a year a leap year that the Yom Tovim, for example, Pesach, should always be in the spring. So then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, in trying to appease the moon, says, Zil likri tzadik b'shmeich. Tzadikim will be called on your name. As we find Yaakov HaKotan, the Pasuk calls Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov HaKotan, Shmuel HaKotan, Dovid HaKotan, Chazi Delokom Yasvedata. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the moon was still not appeased. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Haviyu Kaparo Al Shemiyat Tiyasayarach, bring a Kaparo, bring a carbon Al Shemiyat Tiyasayarach, that I cause pain to the moon by the moon being smaller. Says the Gemara, V'hainad Omer, and that's what we know, that Rav Shimon ben Lakish teaches us, Man nastanis sisho Rosh Chodesh, Shnemar, the sword that was brought as a carbon Muslim Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk describes it, V'sir echad l'chatzis l'Hashem, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sir zeh, the special carbon, he kaparalai, Shematis yireach. And actually, it's very interesting, the Rif, when he quotes Gemaras, only quotes Gemaras that are lahalacha. He doesn't quote Gemaras which are agadata Gemaras. Yet this Gemara we just learned, the Rif quotes. And the question is why. And the Rishonim explain that there's a question. We know that Rosh Hashanah, we say, Tikla Chodesh Shofar, Bekeser L'Yoyim Chageinu. Rosh Hashanah represents a day that we don't call it Rosh Chodesh. We don't even say Birkas HaChodesh before Rosh Hashanah. So now the question is, when we say the Kabbonis of Rosh Hashanah, do we mention the carbon that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Do we mention the carbon Musaf that's born in Rosh Hashanah in the Tefillah Musaf? Or do we only mention, or do we not mention it because we're not publicizing that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh? And the Rishonim debate this question, and they explain that this question is really connected to our Gemara. Because our Gemara is teaching us that the moon, that the carbon Rosh Chodesh, the carbon Musaf Rosh Chodesh, is really brought, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel says, I did something wrong, and it's here for Kapara. And Rosh Hashanah, we know that we don't mention Chet. We don't mention Averis in our davening. And therefore, maybe we shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh in the carbon Rosh Chodesh. Others say that, of course, it's Rosh Chodesh and that and we should mention it. And that is our minig. So, of course, the question is, one of the questions that the Mefarshim asked, the one of the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to appease the moon, we're saying that tzaddikim are called cotton. So how, by the tzaddikim being also called cotton, is that a way to appease the moon? So I saw, what is pshat that a tzaddik is called a cotton? Pshat, when we say that a tzaddik is called a cotton, the definition of a cotton is a person who's able to give credit and recognition to others. The moon is exactly represents that. Because the moon is not only giving off light, the stars are there together with the moon. somebody who is a cotton, somebody who is able to not just look at his own greatness, but also give recognition to others, that is a real tzaddik, and that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering to the moon. The Rishna explains that, as we said before, the moon didn't want to recognize that we don't live in a world that can't have such a big sun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's all because of me. I made the sun smaller. Had I not made the sun smaller, then the moon could have been the same size. We say in the Tehillim, in the Perek of Sher Malos Mimakim, Ki Imcha Aslicha Leman Tivarei. What does that mean? Imcha Aslicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also Imcha Aslicha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Gemara says that I did something wrong, Imcha Aslicha, he said sorry, and he says, I want to bring a Kabbara. Leman Tivarei, that should make us be fearful and recognize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could recognize Kaviyachal that he did something wrong and he asked and he and does tshuva for it, we certainly should also be able to have that ability to recognize that we make mistakes and try to do better. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Birkas Avram that we say in davening on Rosh Chodesh Zman Kapara. The Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapara L'chol T'daisam. Why is Rosh Chodesh a time for Kapara? So he explains that what is the first step in having Kapara? The first step in having Kapara is Charata, regretting the Avera that we do. On Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, when we bring the carbon that was just identified in the Gemara, so that is Kaviyachal, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having Charata. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Charata, the first step in doing tshuva, we also should have Charata and have regret for all the various that we've done. And then, if we have regret for all the various that we have done, it will become Zman Kaparo L'chol T'daisam. That will be the first step in us being able to have a Kaparo. Rav Asi Rama. Says the Gemara, Rav Asi asked the following question. Ksiv, it says when the world was created, V'taytzei Aretz Desha, B'tlas B'shapsa, that on the third day of the week is when the grass grew. Ksiv, V'kosiach also the term Yir Ba'aretz, that the grass only came out on Malah Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So how do we reconcile these Pesukim? Says the Mamlamed, Yotzei Tzion V'omdu Al Pesach Karka. The grass came out, but they were standing at the top of the earth, right by the, as the earth comes out, but they didn't come out. What were they waiting for? Ashabad Adam Rishon, until Adam Rishon came, Obikish Shleim Rachman and David, the Yard Gishamim, and rain came down with Tzomchu. L'lamdecha, from here we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'tfilos v'shal tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for the tefillah, for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And that's pshat, where we say, Ritzoyin Yirayev Yaseh, so sort of the Sefer Tferes Uziel brings from the Mizritcha Magid that if Ritzon Yirev Yasav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to do whatever we ask for, so then we should get it right away. Why don't we get it right away? Because Shavasam Yishma V'Yoshiyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it immediately, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually waiting. Shavasam Yishma V'Yoshiyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispawel for the tefillah, waiting for the tefillah of tzaddikim. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tefillahs, that's why it gets delayed until we should have the opportunity to do tshuva. I saw that the Sefer Chesukei Chemed brings the most interesting story. He says that there was a yeshiva, and Rosh Yeshiva was giving a shir. And what happened, he said, was as the Rosh Yeshiva was giving the shir to all the boys in the Beis Medrash, somebody walked into the Beis Medrash holding a cup of tea. And the Rosh Yeshiva and everybody were most surprised. And Rosh Yeshiva made a sharp line to this boy, so to speak, I hope you enjoy your tea. Make sure to make a bracha.
Afterwards, the boy went over to Rosh Yeshiva and said, I wasn't being disrespectful, but I had some sort of a problem, and I had to have hot water to put on my eye, because I had an eye problem. It wasn't that I was trying, chas v'shalom, in any way to be disrespectful. And the Rosh Yeshiva now has a question. He was wrong in saying what he said to the boy. But the question that we now that needs to be said, on one hand, he was right because it seemed that the boy was doing something disrespectful. On the other hand, he was wrong because the boy didn't do anything wrong. Should he publicly ask Mechila, or does he not have to publicly ask Mechila? And the Cheshukei Chemet says that if we learn in our Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to ask Mechila, we should follow the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also ask Mechila. Rav Nachman Papa Chazila Higanisa, he saw a garden, Shad Bebezrina, that had seeds planted, V'loy Tzomach, and nothing was growing. Boy Rachme, he davened, Asur Mitra, and rain came, Tzomach. Amar Hanad Ravasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait for our tefillah. We've been learning in our Gemara, the simon of a kosher animal is split hooves and chews its cud. Amar Nachman Rava, HaShesua, when the Torah speaks about an animal which is a shesua, barrier for the atzma, it's a new animal, sheyesh lo shnei gabim, it has two backs, looks like a humpback, the shnei shetros, and two spines. Ask the Gemara, v'chi Moshe Rabbeinu kigni haya, was Moshe Rabbeinu somebody who was involved with animals or blistery, or was he a hunter? Mikan says the Gemara, so what's the point in the Torah mentioning this animal? Says the Gemara, Mikan shuv aloimer, ain't Torah min shemayim. Somebody says that the Torah is not min shemayim, says the Pasuk, I could show you this animal, and this is the only animal like this, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, can know so. Amalei Chizla Rav Techlifa Ba'avino, Zilk Soif, K'nigni B'listerik Ba'garatech. Write in your Sefer Agarata these words, K'nigni B'listerik, Uparshim, and explain them. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua which places are left to be captured. And he said, he mentions, if Zayis Eretz and the Sheres, this is the land that's still left over, that wasn't conquered, Zayis Eretz and the Sheres, Kol Glil Saplishtim, the area around the Plishtim, V'chol Gishuri, Menashich Asher Pnei Mitzrayim, V'ad Gval Ukrin Tzfoin El Knani Techoshev. Chamesh Yisar Neplishti, Havosi V'ashdoidi Ashkoloni Agiti V'akroini V'avim. Says the Gemara Omar, the Pasuk says there were five places that were left over that weren't captured, but if you count, you'll see six. Amar Rav Yonason, so Rav Yonason explains, Anukishalant Chamisha. There were five, there were six mentioned, but there were only five that were considered important. The Avim weren't important. Amalei Rav Chizla Rav Techlifa Barvina, Ksuv Argunim Anatech. Write the word Anuki. It's a nice word to speak about something important. A parsha and explain it. Says the Gemara, but this explanation is pligi the Rav, disagrees with Rav. Dama Rav, Avim, Mitayman Bo. The Avim weren't from Plishtim, the Avim were from Taman. Velamina Krishmai Avim, Shev Sus Mekamam, they left where they came from Taman, and they came to Plishtim. Dava Acha, Avim, Sheivu Lahus Harbe. They were big Avodizara, they looked for many gods. Dava Acha, Avim, Shekala Roya Oysom, anybody who would see these people also avis would shake and be shivering. Amar of Yosef, Visla Shitri Dar Shinil Chalchad. Each one of them has 16 rows of teeth. That's how big and ferocious they are. Says Maram Shimon Lokash Habim across She Ruin Lasarif. We see certain psukim that we don't understand why they are in the Torah, but they are in Gufi Torah. The Pasuk says Va'avim Va'yosh Bechatzerim and Aza. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina lamna, why do we have to know about where these people lived? Says the Gemara, Mida Ashbe Avelvelech Avram. We know Avimelech and Avram made an arrangement. They tishkali on the nachte. They would not start up one with the other. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Laisa Kaftairim. Tzara Kadosh Baruch Hu, let the Kaftairim, who are not from the Plishtim, Velifku Ma'avim, they should go from the country of Avim, Dine of Plishtim, which are the Plishtim. Laisa Yisrael, Lafku Ma'kaftairim. We couldn't have taken away from the Plishtim because we had this arrangement with Avimelech. But now,
it's not a problem because we're not going to go after Avimelech's children. We're going to go after the Avim. The pasuk says, "Kicheshmin esichem melech amarihi v'unelchem b'nei ma'ev." Ask the Gemara, "Menayin nafkamina?" Why do we have to know that the city was originally ma'ev and now it was sichem? Says the Gemara, because the Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, "Atizgar as atotz as ma'ev v'atizgar b'mechama." That we have to be careful and the way we treat ma'ev. So we can't take anything away from Ma'iv. I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lais is sicha and lifka m'ma'iv. Let sicha and kaim and take this away from Ma'iv, and then lais Yisrael v'lifka m'sichan. From Yisichan we're allowed to take. V'anad Amar Papa Amanu Sichan, Amanu Ma'iv Tir b'sichan. B'sichan conquering their countries. That's how we were able to get these places. There's another pasuk that says, "Tzidainim yikru l'charmen Syrian." Tanus near Varian, Maharet Tzrol. They're both from mountains of Tzrol. And says the Gemara Melamed, Shekolach v'echem u'umas o'ila holuch b'bonu lov krach god la'atzmai. Everybody went and built an Tzrol city. V'helulay Hashem Haret Tzrol. And he wanted to make cities with the same names of Tzrol to teach us, Fila Eretz Lamdachosha, Fila Eretz Tzrol, Chavina l'umas o'ilam. They called their cities on the poor parts of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was so precious to everyone. Kiyotzbam, the pasuk says that Yosef, after the people couldn't afford to buy food from him in Mitzrayim, he moved them to the cities. May nafkiminai, says the Gemara, because what he wanted to do, he knew his brothers were going to come, and he didn't want his brothers to feel like strangers. Lelikra l'echval galvasa. He didn't want his brothers to feel like strangers. So what he did was that even the Mitzrim were put into exile and not living in the cities that they originally lived in, that the brothers should not have a bad feeling because they're no different than everyone else.